Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The center fielder, Ivy Shiver. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Burns steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Schult moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive towards left. Betancourt chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Betancourt. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak strikes out. There goes McManus. The throw from Farrell to Levy, and McManus is out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Melillo steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiver hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melillo moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bridges, and towards McManus, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. Farrell moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Levy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-2 in the game. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jenkins. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Owen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 0-for-2 in the game. Shiver strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 2 in the game. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Shiver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Levy steals second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Shiver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Uhel now pitching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Shiver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 0 for 3 in the game. Shiver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Shiver moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 3 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shiver scores. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Daljak moves to third. Owen moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Daljak who is chasing the ball. Betancourt reaches third base with a triple. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Uhel, and towards Owen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Levy bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ivy Shiver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiver is 0 for 4 in the game. Shiver strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.